I'm a minimalist of sorts. Less is usually more, and a believer in the iconic, transformational nature of language.
My guest today on The Poet's Weave is Ray Zadonik, who lives, works, and writes in Bloomington. His poetry is included in the recently reissued Robert Bly anthology, Leaping Poetry, published this spring by the University of Pittsburgh Press. I am Jenny Kander. Ray, what do you have for us?
Nocturnal. Unlikely the mockingbird outside the blue window disturbing our sleep. I can imagine his black eyes testing the darkness. The implacable shapeshifter, the impossible imposter. Are you showman or shaman? My dream self glides to the window, dripping with the moon's pearls, and leans out to hear each strident call, each elusive truth faithfully recited. Haditha. So you have come again, speak the tongues. We thought we had buried you in Southeast Asia. Can you imagine? Youth can fever such luminous dreams. What will you call it this time? Collateral damage or friendly fire? You guys have a million of them tucked away in your think tanks. The smoldering pride and anger that flared up here has no place in a human chest. It is bloodlust pulled back from a dark past and must be returned there. Have the war merchants go too, those who love that past so dearly. They are relics anyway, passing into history like rusted battleships. Let them go. We have much work to do, but it is joyful. A relic. The sunset is contained in the pale orange haze to the west. Through the lattice of tree limbs still bare from winter. Just an ember. Only a parting comfort to a life rushing relentlessly into the past. The shadows grow long gradually and finally step into blackness. Sounds once familiar echo and rattle down the halls of time. Impersonations. Paper is cheap, words are expendable. Mine closely resemble World War II PT boats. My thoughts slide silently like torpedoes through the overmind. The Celts revered their poets, but I am a humble proletarian, a hunter and gatherer of wages. My poems are practically secrets. I assemble them with great love in the cold water flats of the soul. Mona Lisa winks and adjusts her serape. I wrap Lincoln's long fingers around my pencil. The Turning, for Aaron. He is both light and shadow, there in the doorway, contemplating the dance of planets. He is the receptacle of both hope and fear as he walks into his understated afternoon, humming a tune for blues harp and didgeridoo.
You've been listening to poems by Bloomington poet Ray Zadonik. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.